Chapter 25. I lay awake in bed 3 whole hours before I sneak out of the house to meet Char. I keep trying to think of some reason I can give Char for not showing up. A good reason that Char will buy, so I won't get my butt kicked. But I'm too scared to think straight, so I put on my clothes and go. It's still kind of dark when I get to school. During school hours, the front door is locked and kids have to be buzzed in. But early in the morning like this, when the janitors and the folks who do the cooking are just making their way in, the door is unlocked. We all meet by the side of the building and make sure it's clear before we go in. I'm trying to tell Char I don't think I want to do this, but she ain't listening. She's telling me to be quiet and to get going inside. Raina, as stupid as she is, lets the door slam shut behind us. "Who's there?" the janitor yells from one of the classrooms. We don't move. All 4 of us stand there like dummies ready to be caught. Lucky for us, the janitor ain't much worried. He doesn't bother to come and see what's the matter. He just turns up his portable radio and starts singing. We laugh and tiptoe down the hallway right past the classroom where he is cleaning. Maybe this won't be so bad, I think. Then we run up the steps. Char's high heels sounded like hammers banging nails whenever she takes a step. You would think Miss Saunders would lock up her room like the other teachers do. But she doesn't. She told us once that this was our school, and we needed to take responsibility for it. That if things got destroyed, it was us that missed out, not nobody else. Miss Saunders has redone her classroom, like she does for every new book we take on. Monday we start Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves. Her classroom has got about 100 ribbons hanging from the ceiling. Sheer puffy curtains are tacked to the walls. The room is full of purples, pinks, and greens. All of them colors and curtains make the room look soft and safe. Our desks are pushed up against the back wall, and lots of pillows, like they sit on in them Arabian movies, are scattered all over the place. Char throws herself down on the pillows and stretches out like she's gonna be here a while. Maybe we should go, I say. Miss Saunders has just done the room over. She's gonna kill us for messing it up. Char rolls her eyes my way. Payback has got to cost something, she says, laughing. I take a long, deep breath and look.